Okay, today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph. We're holding on Daf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, and we are up to Hanu Mari Ka'i. So the Gemara is going to bring a story about a Yisrael and an Ovid Chavim that were partners in an Arisus. So Hanu Mari Ka'i, there were these gardeners that planted a garden somewhere, and Yisrael and an Ovid Chavim together took the field in order to be the Arisim, in order to be the sharecroppers on that field. The deal was that the Ovid Chavim would take his portion to work alone on Shabbos, meaning when it came Shabbos, the Jew would not work, the Goy would work, and the Goy would take a percentage of the crop on Shabbos. The Yisrael b'chad b'shabbata, and the deal was that the Jew would work on Sunday, and he would take his percentage of the crop from Sunday. So they came to Rava to ask whether that's a halachically viable arrangement. Rava said, yeah, that's totally mutter. So asked the Gemara, Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. Ravina asks on Rava, wait a second. We have a Braisa Yisrael, Ovid Chavim, the Sheikh of Lusada B'Shutfus, that of Yisrael and Ovid Chavim decide to be partners in an Arisus, and at the time that they accept the Arisus, it's their responsibility to work on the field together. Lo Yomar Yisrael, Ovid Chavim, Tol Chelkecha B'Shabbos Va'ani B'Chol. The Jew cannot tell the non-Jew, you do your Malacha on Shabbos and take your Chilik in the Peros on Shabbos, and I'll do mine on Sunday, and I'll take my chelik in the payros on Sunday, because the avodos of the field are the Jew's responsibility every single day, the same way it's the goy's responsibility every single day. So when the goy works on Shabbos, and the Jew takes something corresponding to that, it's as if the goy is working for the Jew on Shabbos. So half of the work that's being done is for the Jew. So vim histu mitchila, but if the Braisa adds, the Jew and the Ovid Chavim made it tonight before they ever accepted the Arisus in the first place, that's how they're going to divide up the work, that on Shabbos only the Ovid Chavim works, and on Sunday only the Yisrael works, then it's going to be mutter for the Jew to make that arrangement, because it never was the Jew's responsibility to work on Shabbos if they made this tonight at the outset. So the Braisa says, but if they never made this Tanai initially, that the guy will work alone on Shabbos, and the Jew would work alone on Sunday, and after they were Makabel the Arisos, they still didn't make that Tanai. It's just that that's what they happened to do. They never made a deal. The guy just started working every Shabbos. The Jew started working every Sunday. And then when it came time to divide up the fruits, they made a Cheshbon between themselves. How many Shabbosos did the Ovid Chavim work? And for each of those Shabbosos, he's going to get his chelek. How many Sundays did the Jew work, and he's going to get his chelek? So that's aser, because since the Jew took the peros for the weekday that corresponded, or that made up for his not working on Shabbos, and for the guy working on Shabbos, it turns out that the guy working on Shabbos is ki'ilu, was done with the shlichus of a Jew, because he's taking his chelek. Now, bottom line is, though, we're quoting this whole Braisa because of the first din in the Braisa, that if they did not make a Tanai prior to the arrangement, it's usher for the Ovid Kochavim to work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday to counter the work that the guy is doing on Shabbos, because that's considered that the guy is doing the work of both of them on Shabbos. So that's a Kasha and Rava, who apparently allowed gardeners to work with such an arrangement. Says the Gemara, Ichsif. He became embarrassed. When Rava heard Ravina's Kasha, he became embarrassed. Lasof Glei Milsa, but then it became evident, they realized that the case that he was asked about, that Rava Paskin Laheter, was a case where they did make a Tanai initially before they ever accepted any responsibility, and therefore Rava Paskined correctly. So main point over here, that to have a Jew work on Sunday while a guy does the work on Shabbos as Arisim is only okay if they made a Tanai before they accepted responsibility. Rav Gavia mi Beit Kasil Amar, Rav Gavia mi Beit Kasil said, Hanhu Shsile Da'or Lahavu. That Jew and Ovid Chavim that were Makabel the field as a partnership in the Arisus happened to have been talking about where they were supposed to plant trees, and since the first 3 years the trees are going to be Asr Midin Arla, Ovid Chavim Achel Shnei Da'orla, and the Tanai initially was that the guy would get the fruits from the first 3 years, which were Arla anyway, and therefore aser to the Jew, v'Yisrael, shnei de'ateira, and the Jew would get the next 3 years, which are mutter, asul kamei de'rava, and that was the shaila that they asked Rava, can you make such an arrangement, or do you say no, since the peros that the Jew is taking are to compensate for him not taking the Arla peros, maybe that's called that he's getting hana'a from peros of Arla, and also the arisim are shutvim together, the Ovid Chavim that's working during the Arla years, isn't that considered like he's the shaliach of the Yisrael during that time, and maybe that's Asr, just like by Shabbos it's considered that he's his shaliach and his Asr, so Sharlahu, Rava allowed it, and even if they made a tanai between them, after they already accepted this responsibility, he still allowed it, because the fact that the Ovid Chavim is the Shliach of the Israel, that's not an Isra over here, because even the Jew himself was allowed to work during the early years, he's just not allowed to eat the fruits during the early years. What about the fact that the peros that the Israel gets during years 4, 5, and 6 are Chalipe Arla, it's being taken in exchange for Arla, so that's not considered a problem, because it's not in exchange for the Arla. He's getting this year's fruits. It's not considered that he's getting Hana'a from the Peros of Arla, because that's the way Shutvim Barisos work, that the Peros are Shaykh to whoever works that year. So the Jew happened to not be working years 1, 2, and 3, and therefore he doesn't get the fruits of years 1, 2, and 3. He was working years 4, 5, and 6, so he gets the fruits of years 4, 5, and 6. That's the way these arrangements work out. So it's not that he's getting Chalipe Arla. Says Marava Ha'osve Ravina L'Rava, Baravina asked on Rava from the Brisa that says that it's usher to make such a deal with an Ovid Chavim that he'll work on Shabbos and that you'll work on a weekday, because that's considered that he becomes like your Shaliach. Now, if Rav Gavia Mibek Seal was correct that the case that Rava was Matir was a case of Arla, so we don't even understand what the Kasha on Rava would have been. There's no Isser to send a guy to work in the place of a Jew for the first 3 years. Says Gemara, Ravina wasn't asking Kasha on Rava, he was bringing a Raya to Rava, because you see from the Braisa that when there's no Isser mitzad the Shlichus, it's Mutter to get Hana'a from the Shutvas, even though the Ovid Chavim is doing an Isser. So the same would there be true by Arla, that it's absolutely mutter, and that's what Ravina was trying to support Rava. Says Marva Ha'ichsif, but wasn't part of the story that Rava became embarrassed when Ravina said his point? If Ravina was just supporting Rava, why would Rava be embarrassed? Says Marlo Edvar Me'olam, you misunderstand. Rava was never embarrassed. That part of the story never actually happened. So main point number two, it's totally permissible for a non-Jew to work during the early years and receive the peros of Arla, and the Jew to work on the tree during the post-Arla years and receive the post-Arla peros. So now the Gemara discusses, an Ovid Chavim works on Shabbos, a Jew during a weekday, and they didn't make a tanai between them. Ibailu, Stamamai, the Ovid Chavim and the Jew are partners in an arisus arrangement, and they didn't make any sort of tanai, how they're going to divide up the work. They didn't make a tanai before they started to work, they didn't make a tanai after they started the work, it just happens to be, the Ovid Chavim works every single Shabbos by himself, the Jew works every single Sunday by himself, and now they're trying to figure out, how much of the peros each one is entitled to. Is the Jew allowed to count what he gets on the weekday keneged what the Ovid Chavim does on Shabbos, and to take an equal amount of peros without mentioning that he's getting schar of the weekday keneged the Shabbos, or do we say that no, that's called that he's being nene from the guy's work on Shabbos because he's being mekabel, he's being compensated for what the work that he did to compensate for the lack of Shabbos work. So says the Gemara Tashema, well, we have in the Braisa, im hisnu mitchila mutter, that if they made the arrangement in advance, that's going to be mutter, but hastama aser, that implies that without a previous arrangement, it's going to be aser. Says Gemara, ema seifa imbo lecheshbon aser. But then the seifa says, no, only if they make an explicit cheshbon afterwards, where he says, oh, I'm going to take for my Sunday work to correspond for your Shabbos work, only that's going to be aser, hastama mutter. That implies that if it were stam, it would be mutter. So it must be that we can't really come to any conclusions from this braisa. So, last main point, when there's an agreement in advance about Shabbos and Sunday, guy working on Shabbos, Jew working on Sunday, that's mutter. When they make an explicit cheshbon afterwards, that's aser. And the Gemara leaves it unresolved if it's just happened stam without any sort of explicit cheshbon. So hadra nalach lifnei idehen. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the chafes. We'll pick up at the Mishnah on chafes amaral for the and begin the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah.